Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is December the 7th, 2020. I got about 5 different segments here for this episode. No segments for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Football just isn't the same when your team is not playing. Football isn't the same to me when my football team sucks. But I went through a long drought with the San Francisco 49ers. And then eventually they got better. And I guess it's just, you know, my time with Florida State. They suck. So eventually, hopefully, we'll get better. I think I've pretty much said all that I could say as far as how this team could get better. I mean, it's just, it feels like, you know, you're beating a dead horse at this point. And, you know, I just want to continue beating a dead horse, but I don't know. You know, I first started watching Florida State football in 1985 when a guy named Deion Sanders showed up. And, you know, it was just every Saturday I was looking to see this guy play. And it really started out as just a Deion Sanders obsession, you know, wanting to be like him. And, you know, that's how I got into football. And then eventually it just morphed into, okay, Deion's gone. And I want to say this was like 1988. And, you know, it just morphed into being a Florida State fan from there on. You know, I pulled for Florida State because Deion Sanders was on the team. So I guess I was kind of like how people are with LeBron. You know, they follow LeBron wherever he goes. You know, they're not necessarily a fan of that team. They're just LeBron fans. Well, I was a Deion Sanders fan. So you can only imagine when he came to the 49ers, you know, how just awesome that was. But, you know, I just look at some of the guys that have come through this program, man, and just where we are now. It's just like the you know, the 80s, the 90s, these guys just had, they just took a lot more pride when they put on that uniform. And you could just see it. They just went out there and just, you know, gave it 100%. I mean, you just take a look at, you don't even have to go back to the 80s and the 90s. You could just go back 10 years ago. You know, you could go back as recently as 2016 with DeMarcus Walker and Dalvin Cook. You know, that's really the last team that I feel we had that just held everybody, you know, certain players held the whole team to a certain standard and just said, we're not going to fall below this standard. And just, you know, I don't think on those type of teams it wouldn't matter who the head coach was, the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the players held each other to a standard. And it was just, we're not gonna fall below this standard. We're not gonna be the team that, you know, messes up the tradition of Florida State. And just, you know, from 2017 until now, I mean, you just haven't had those type of guys. You got guys that stand up in the locker room and talk, but get on the field and do nothing. Right? The only guy that I think, well, it's two guys. Tamorian Terry and Nasruddin. To me. And if Cam Akers was still there, Cam Akers. Those are really the only guys that went out on the field in the last 3 years and took care of business. You can talk all you want about Marvin Wilson. Marvin Wilson ain't did nothing. he's gonna be a footnote in Florida State defensive line history. Okay, he's a footnote. You know, big strong guy, didn't live up to the hype. Jaden Lars would be disappointment. Corey Durden, disappointment. Kalen LeBourne, big time disappointment. So, you know, I'm not trying to dump on these guys. I'm just talking about the standard and how far we've gone, or how far we've fallen from where we used to be. And I think it just, you can say all you want about the coaches, man. The coaches can only do so much. The coaches can't control what's inside your head. The coaches can't control what's inside your chest. You either want to play this game or you don't. You're either going to go out there and give 110% and understand and know what's going on the football field, or you're not. It's really, everything comes from within. Okay, the coaches are there to coach. Now, I do hold the coaches accountable from adjustment standpoints. I think if you look at Mike Norvell's, you know, first 15-play script, I mean, it was awesome in a couple of games. But just after that, there's no adjustments. The defensive coordinator from the opposing team makes his adjustments, and Mike Norvell has no counters to it. So, and the defense, I mean, they don't have, I mean, I don't know what we're doing on defense. So just like I said, the standard is gone. It's non-existent. It's going to be very interesting to see if Mike Norvell sticks with Andy Fuller as the defensive coordinator. Because at the end of the day, the defensive coordinator has to teach the scheme, you know, so the players can understand it. And when you have a running back running the same play 10 times in a row, when you have a wide receiver running wide open down the field on multiple plays, something ain't being explained right. So, I don't know, man. You know, hit me up in the comments. Tell me, am I off base with this? I don't think I am. I think that if you've been watching Florida State this year, you know what I'm talking about. And you just had certain players that just, you know, just gave up. And, you know, that's not what Florida State is all about. We can talk about football-only facilities. We can talk about strength and conditioning. But all that stuff doesn't mean anything if there's nothing inside the player. Heart, mind, body, and soul. If there's nothing there, I mean, it doesn't matter about all the bells and whistles and, you know, peripheral stuff. It's just, you know, the guy, the individual player has to want it, has to want to be the best. And I just don't see a lot of that on this team. I see a lot of players out there going through the motions, not knowing their assignments, not reading their keys, just, you know, just going through the motions. So, the good news is he's gotten some of those guys off the team. Just to me, they were major league disappointments. And I don't know where we go now. I mean, you got to rebuild your team. You got to do it through recruiting. You got to do it through the transfers and graduate transfers. But it's just like, it's that stuff is hereditary. It's just like, once it starts, it's hard to stop it. You know, it's hard to stop that backwards, you know, free fall. But you've had coaches that's done it, even this year. I mean, I look at Boston College, what that coach has been able to go up there and do. So it can be done. You look at Manny Diaz down in Miami. He's completely changed the culture down there. You know, and I really do think eventually he's gonna put a fence or a stone wall around Miami again, where it's gonna be hard to come in there and get guys. And if you do get them, it's gonna be the guys they don't want. So, you know, Florida's back. They were good when I forget the coach's name at Florida, but they were his first year. They just took off. Once he found his quarterback Trask, he ain't looked back, man. They're in the SEC championship. I want to say this is his third year. This is his third year at Florida. Yeah. And he's got him in the SEC championship with a chance to go to the playoff. So, Dan Mullen. So, it can be done. It's just a question of you got to find the right guys. And I think he'll do it. I think Mike Norvell will do it. We just got to keep the faith. And it's just crazy. I was on Instagram and I was watching Drew Weatherford. I think I said this yesterday. Watching Drew Weatherford, man, win an ACC championship. And I was just like, at that time, man, I had really just sort of blocked out Florida State because I was so spoiled with going to the national championship and being in contention for a national championship. And it was just like, I didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate the fact that, hey, he didn't have the players that he had on those national championship teams, Bobby Bowden, and he was still able to get the ACC championships and win them. Didn't appreciate it. Now I do. Now you appreciate those conference championships. So they're saying we got two games coming up against Wake Forest and Duke. I mean, God help us if we can't win at least one of those. Because really, I mean, we just look like a peewee football team out there, man. Just no heart, no passion. The only heart and passion I see is from the true freshmen. So, I mean, that's really how you're going to rebuild this team is through them. So, I don't know, man. So, the 12th is this week, which is Saturday, I want to say, yeah. And I think we play Duke. So we'll see, man. Miami destroyed Duke. But Miami's a better football team than us. So it's going to be a close, hard-fought game, probably. I think Duke is probably better coach, so I'll give Duke the edge, 24-21. I think it's going to be a really tight game. We have better athletes than them. But we don't have athletes that give 110%. And hopefully Mike Norvell is taking advantage of this extra time to, you know, reinstall his offense. And hopefully Fuller has done the same on defense and just get these guys to have a better understanding of what needs to happen. So, you know, I have more on this game this week. And that's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. It's available on YouTube and all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.